everybody. How are we? Hello. I've missed yous. It's been so long. It's been like 2 weeks since a Handsome and Orange show. My name is Sophia Reynolds. I'm alone in the studio today. Alexa and Megan are not here for different reasons. Megan's back in Chicago in Chi-Town. We'll miss her every day while she's away. And Alexa is actually getting her appendix out. So that sucks, but you know, she's gonna get some ice cream, some cake. It's gonna be awesome, and her appendix will no longer be a part of her. I find that pretty hard to believe. But yeah, it's just me today. You'll have to put up with me. It's an incredible day outside. I just returned from Mystic Lakes. I hope you guys have been there. It's gorgeous. But yeah, jumped in the water, was awesome. But today I'm gonna have some fun. I have a really cool cue lined up. I have some Velvet Underground, Sebo Matto, Fiona Apple, you know the deal, the drill. So we'll see where it goes. I've really been enjoying all the songs that I'm gonna play. I know you guys will too, because they're cool. So yeah, guys, I hope you've enjoyed the day. I hope I can provide a soundtrack for the, you know, nice... What time of day is it? Is it dusk yet? I have no idea. Because I don't know what dusk is. So that's pretty crazy. That's the cool part. But yeah, I hope you enjoy the hour. We're going to go into some Velvet Underground in just a second. This is Ride Into the Sun.
Thank you. fingers in the door, bought kitchen knives and skewers. Dressed me up in women's clothes, messed around with gender roles, dyed my eyes and called me pretty. I thought
guys, there's no magic to improving your credit, but there is help, and it's free. If you go to creditfairy.org, you'll get that help that you need to bring your credit score up. Brought to you by the Consumer Bankers Foundation, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights Education Fund, and the Ad Council, and most of all, WMFO. Hello, everybody. So I'm here talking, and it's weird to talk without the music, because I feel like we're so used to talking with the music in the background, but this makes me feel like I'm on a podcast, which gives me too much power. So I'm going to keep this quick, because I have some awesome music lined up for us, but I did want to say that we've had a really great year, I guess semester, really. We've had so much fun hanging during 5 to 6. And we had so much fun that we're actually going to continue over the summer. So we'll be here every Saturday, 5 to 6, throughout the summer into the new school year. So catch us, you know, in the weather. Turn us on while you're hanging outside. We'll try and keep it fun and new, and we'll try and do some cool stuff. There's a loud something going by. I hope you can't hear that. I've been watching a lot of Succession, and I feel like everyone's tired of talking about it by now, but boy, oh boy, is that all I'm thinking about right now. So if you were wondering, that's what I am thinking about right now in the booth. Up next, we have kind of so that was a first section of songs that I thought worked together. We're going to go into another little area. I think it's like relatively similar, but there's a different vibe. There's a different vibe to it. So see if you can spot the songs where I feel like it changes. I'll probably talk about some of them because some of them are super awesome and super important to me. So yeah, what is up next, though, is some Fiona Apple. She is the only person alive. I love her. She raised me from the child. But yeah, this is Waltz, Better Than Fine. I hope you enjoy.
Have a song to sing, you're okay. You know how to get along humming. If you don't have a date, celebrate. Go out and sit on the lawn and do nothing. It's just what you must do, and nobody does it anymore. No, I don't believe in the wasting of time. But I don't believe that I'm sharp one being so kind, and I'd show sure get big-headed. Why should I follow that beeping that I'm better than fine?
Sorry, I just wanted to gab a bit about those two songs. First, about Fiona Apple. I seriously think she's one of the best artists of our time. I want to do a dedicated episode to her discography, just because I feel like it's so diverse and it's so good and has so much emotion in it. Which is great, speaking of, because I feel like those two songs really capture kind of like the melancholy girl that I feel like I am. Like I've been listening to them a lot recently as school has come to a close, just because it's pretty insane that another year, or school year, I guess, is done. 'Cause I've been here many times, but you know. It's always a surprise the second it happens. But yeah, those two women, Brandi Carlile and Fiona Apple, I really feel like have, I don't know, helped me turn into a woman, if that makes sense. They're very coming of age for me. But coming up next, we have the Shins. And I also wanted to say how important they are to my life. They're incredible. They've been the soundtrack to my life. But I also wanted to do a show about them, but We'll see if that gets enough interest, because I feel like that one could be pretty niche. And then I have one song by The Neighborhood. Now, okay, I'm Team Devin in the Jesse Devin breakup, but The Neighborhood does it every time. Every time I'm impressed by their songs. So I had to throw one in there just because I've been going through all of their songs recently. So next song coming up is Turn On Me by The Shins. This is from their album Wincing the Night Away, which is also...
Tales are never meant, 'cause you had it in for me so long ago. Confused as of late,
yeah.
So everybody, what did we think of that? That song, I was up out of my chair, moving and grooving. It's so good. It is incredible. And I know that Jesse Rutherford is dating Billie Eilish, who is literally 21, I think. Only a year older than I am. And he is like pushing 35, I think. I don't know. Odd. Definitely odd. But that's life, dude, in Hollywood, I guess. Glad I'm not there. But, anyways, speaking of music, the next song I'm going to play, this song is like my summer song. I was shown it last summer and it just brings me back, man. And today was such a summer day. It was warm. And I helped Michaela move out of her dorm, which was hard and tiring and sweaty, which was summery, you know, being sweaty. And also there was a porch fest today in Somerville, which I walked through. It was really fun, really cute. A lot of bands, a lot of music. So hopefully you guys went to that. It was definitely worth a little gander. But yeah, so this song is... really, really special. It's really good. My friends know it by heart now. I play it every single time we're in the car. But it's called Narciso, I think. I don't know. Don't come for me on that. By Rina Mashonga. Please enjoy.
Lily, you better
So guys, what did you think of that? I love Depeche Mode. I think they're incredible. Really funky. anyways, guys, I've really enjoyed the hour today. All the songs I played are songs that I've been really enjoying lately. So I'm glad I got to share that with you all. I will be here next Saturday for another hour. But in the meantime, my name is Sophia Reynolds, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM. I hope you've had a good day. I hope you enjoy 6 to 7. I hope you enjoy the evening. Anyways, to close out the show, I wanted something fun, something silly. So it's Another Night by The Real McCoy.